What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Bite Me podcast, where we will give monthly reviews of local eateries in the Hudson Valley. Whether it's a restaurant, a brewery, or coffee shop, you name it, we will review it. I'm your host, Dawson, and I have my co-host with me,
Dana.
On this episode, we will be reviewing Pizza Mia in Newburgh, New York, where they are known for their gourmet pizzas. Now, before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to everyone that has given us feedback, shown support, listened to our first episode. Mm-hmm. The love and energy is absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Even though a lot of people did say I cursed too much on the first one, I am so sorry.
But then also people said that it brought a character for you, you know, little vibe for yourself. So
how'd you feel about the first episode?
I thought it was good. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was fun, you know, going to the place and experiencing it and then talking about it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And what was really interesting is the amount of people that actually said we were really good. I was shocked. I was just like, oh, we're just talking about pizza and what we like to eat.
Yeah.
Or any type of food, you know?
I know. Listen, I'm open to any and all feedback. So even if it's bad, because I always like to improve. So let us know. But we did really get great feedback, a lot of positive comments. So thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you, everyone. So now let's talk pizza.
Pizza.
Bite me. So some fun facts about pizza. So according to HowStuffWorks.com, so I was actually surprised by this, but pizza is a $30 billion industry. So maybe I'm in the wrong business and I need to start making some pizza. $30 billion.
That's a lot.
Pizzerias represent 17% of all U.S. restaurants, and then 93% of all Americans eat pizza at least once a month.
93% once a month. Wow.
How often do you eat pizza?
Definitely at least once a month. I mean, I try to like balance it out, you know, not have it too much because I really do love pizza, but definitely at least once a month.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to share a little story to our fellow audience members.
Oh, goodness.
So, everyone buckle up because it's about to get real.
I don't know if I want this out, but whatever. I mean, I'm alive, so.
Right. So, this is my first time going to Grand Central we were at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we met up with a friend. We go to Brooklyn. We have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little tipsy, you know, enjoying ourselves. And then we ended up going to this spot, and it was spinach and artichoke pizza.
Yeah, artichoke pizza. I'm sure, you know, you may have heard of it. It's pretty popular down in the city, and they have really great, like, one of their signatures is artichoke pizza. It's really good.
It was bomb.
Yeah.
So, you didn't eat it yet. And then you did the great thing is you got one for your boyfriend, and we're carrying it. We're in Grand Central, and then we have to use the bathroom. We have to use the bathroom. And, I mean, it's not Penn Station dirty, but it's still kind of dirty.
I mean, I don't know which one. That's a good question. Which one is dirtier, Penn Station
or Grand Central's bathroom?
They could be the same, but.
So, I already ate mine. It's gone. So, somehow, she opens the box while I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm outside of the bathroom.
Right, not inside.
I'm not inside the bathroom. I was outside of the bathroom.
And I don't know if the pizza gods were mad that day, but gravity did not fall into your favor because that pizza starts falling in like slow motion and the cheese, boom, hits the floor. Not even the bottom part, the cheese part.
Face down. The pizza fell face down.
And what did she do? What did you do, Dana?
What did I do? Well, I picked it up and I looked at it and it looked clean enough for me and I went ahead.
And you ate it.
I ate it.
So if anyone wants to know if it's fine to eat pizza off the floor of Grand Central bathroom, she's here to tell the tale.
And in my defense, artichoke pizza is really good. It's really unique. Everybody should go and try it.
So it was worth the sacrifice.
It was pretty much worth it. So
it was worth the sacrifice. It's fine. So we went to Pizza Mia in Newburgh. And it was very delicious. I just want to start off with that. It had a cute little table on the outside, which I thought was interesting. And it reminded me of like a little Italian restaurant, old school.
Yeah, it was very much like pizzeria vibe.
Yeah. You know? So when I went in, so I did not realize to get like the garlic knot crust. We probably should have ordered a pie.
Yeah.
But it's fine because we still got garlic knots and we got a crap ton of pizza. What did you get, Dana?
I got the, it was a pepperoni slice with alla vodka sauce.
Game changer.
So, I mean, I love alla vodka sauce, penne alla vodka. This is like, you know, a staple for me. Never thought about it as a sauce on pizza before, and it was so good. So good.
So I never tried anything like that before. So when I took a bite of yours, it was like explosive flavor on my taste buds.
Right.
And I was like, this just makes sense.
Yeah. And with the pepperoni and the cheese was, I don't know if it was fresh mozzarella. Was it?
Probably.
If it was or not, but it was like, you know, they were like little dollops.
Yeah.
Like mozzarella cheese. I thought that was good.
And I think that gives it like a fresh aspect to it instead of like the shredded cheese. I mean, I'm sure they do shred their own cheese, but when it's like the dollops, it just looks like even better to the eye.
True.
So I tried something a little crazy. I got a buffalo calamari slice, which my husband loves buffalo anything. So in honor of him, I have to get that.
Yes.
And you'd say buffalo to him and he'll start salivating and crying, but like beautiful tears because he loves buffalo. And I had to try an original slice because I feel like a plain slice.
Just a plain slice. You got to get it just to see.
Just to see how it is. Mm-hmm. And then what else? Oh, I got, this was what threw me off.
What do you even call that?
I don't even, a Super Bowl slice.
Was that, wait, was that, I don't know.
I'm going to call it a Super Bowl slice.
Yeah, because it's literally everything you would eat at a Super Bowl party.
Or a football party.
On pizza.
So it was a Sicilian slice with wings. Yes, you heard me. Buffalo wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings on it. Pepperoni and mozzarella sticks all in the slice.
Yep. With, you know, the regular cheese and sauce
that
comes with regular pizza.
Yeah. And how they organized it, it looked very pretty. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks like a lot and it can be overwhelming, but the display and the presentation was beautiful.
Yeah.
And to point out, like you mentioned before, when we spoke about it, all this stuff was reheated. It wasn't even like, it was fresh. But
I mean, it's fresh for the day. But, you know, when you go to a pizzeria, you go, you get a slice and they reheat it. But still, all of our slices were so good, and especially that one.
Right.
But
so
like the chicken wings were like heated through.
Right.
Right.
And so I took the chicken wing off and tried it. It was slamming.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I love wings.
Mm-hmm.
I love wings. Like every time I go somewhere and, you know, I get pizza, sometimes I usually do, well, I, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
I know we just ate a lot, but like I'm salivating again. I'm like, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And the pepperoni was a little spicy. It had a little kick to it.
Yeah, it was good pepperoni. I like spicy. Like, we're fans of spicy. So when the pepperoni is, like, spicy, it was, like, the small pepperonis. And I love those. I feel like they have so much flavor.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, I just almost slapped my microphone across the table.
But we're good.
Talking about pepperoni. But sometimes the pizza will have like the big pepperoni slice and it's too greasy.
Yeah.
It becomes too much.
Or like if they're too thin, it kind of like is underwhelming too.
Yeah. But this was like crunch perfection on a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And some sauces, do you like sweet sauce on a pizza? Or like more like a savory?
Definitely savory. Like I like the sauce to have a lot like herbs in it.
Right.
You know, basil, oregano. Like if it's flavored like that, that's the kind of sauce I like.
And I saw, it seemed like it was the owner. He was tossing those like pies and he was so sweet.
Yeah. Great vibe.
So
great
he
vibe.
Gave us free Zeppelis.
Zeppelis. Yeah.
Those. Okay. I'm not someone to really critique Zeppelis because I don't really eat them. This is probably my third time. But it was so good.
They were really, really good.
And we chowed down. He gave us what looked like 30, and there was one left.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were going between the garlic knots and the Zeppelin.
I had to switch up the palate, guys.
Yeah.
When you're eating, you got to switch it up sometimes. I went from, like, Zeppelin's to a bite of Dana's pizza.
Right. To chicken wing.
To chicken wing. To mozzarella stick. To water. Because water is important.
Yes. Right.
That was so funny. But it was good.
Yeah.
And I just want to say the vodka sauce again. I want to go back to that. I have never. So our friends are here watching us record.
We have an audience.
We have an audience. And once I said vodka sauce, everyone put like the deuces up. And they're like, yeah, yeah, vodka sauce. So hashtag vodka sauce on pizza.
Right.
Do you know any other places that do that?
No. And I've never even thought of it myself because, like, a lot of places you can, like, you know, create your own pizza or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's more toppings, but never thought about it. So I think they're, like, the only ones that are doing it.
I'm down for it. If any other pizza spot doesn't do this, I think we need to change the game up a bit.
I mean, maybe unless, like, because some places have, like a ziti pie or maybe, like, a penne alla vodka pie.
Right.
But that's, like, with the noodles on it. So, but right. this was, like, a slice with the vodka sauce as a sauce.
Right.
You know,
so. My buffalo calamari slice was good. But what I have to say is that it's something that I can't eat too much of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that seafood sort of component with the pizza can kind of be a lot.
Yeah.
So a few bites, like to try, awesome. And the taste and the flavor was good. It had a kick to it. Mm-hmm. You put some ranch on it, and it was delicious. But I still have to say that the Super Bowl slice takes it for mm-hmm. me. Because even though it was a lot, it was like crunch and then fluffiness. Mm-hmm. That balance.
Oh, yeah.
Blew my mind.
Definitely. And I mean, the crust on my pizza was good, too. It was like, it was a thinner crust, but it was really crunchy. But yeah, I mean, that balance of like crispy on the outside and then fluffy in the middle, like that's exactly what you want.
It was so good. So I want to just quickly touch on their plain slice that I had, because I feel like I just had to try it to try it. So when I first, it was the first thing that I got before we got all the gourmet ones. And it was decent. It was all right. I'm not going to completely knock it. But I think in comparison to obviously these fancy gourmet like slices that we got, mm-hmm. it just really couldn't compete. But it was still pretty decent. The only thing I just wish it was a little soggy, but it was still flavorful. The sauce was good and the crust was crunchy.
Yeah. So. I know. That's why I was like, I don't know why that came out soggy. Because like, again, the one that I had, like the crust was really crispy. So... But
yeah. What'd you think of the garlic knots?
Oh, the garlic knots were great. We definitely liked the size of them. They were, you know, not too big. And the consistency of the dough was great. It was like really fluffy in the middle. And really garlicky.
Really garlicky.
Just so you know.
Right.
They were really garlicky. So if you're not, if you don't love it, maybe you might be sensitive to garlic on your stomach. I don't know. But... They're really garlicky.
And the sauce had garlic in it.
I was just about to say the sauce was also garlicky, so it was an overload. I mean,
like double garlic.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it at all. It was something that I noticed. I didn't mind it. But hey, people love garlic.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's kind of, but when I cook, I like heavy hand garlic.
Oh, same. Same. Like three cloves. What is that?
Three cloves of garlic.
I use the whole bulb.
Three times seven.
Yeah. Like. You just throw it in there.
I love garlic. I love garlic.
Yeah.
So when we first went into this sort of pizza review, I tried to channel my inner Dave Portnoy. Do you know who this guy is?
No.
Okay.
Who is that?
So I've had this recent obsession with Dave Portnoy. Shout out to him and Barstool Sports. So, you know, so you listen to Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yes.
And Barstool Sports, you know, hosts them. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now it's just her. So he's the owner of Barstool.
Okay.
And he's done, no lie, over 500 pizza reviews.
Wow.
Like Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Florida. The closest one by us is in Jersey. I can't remember where. It's called like Kinsley's or Kinsley's.
Okay. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. So, but he, that's, and the videos are on YouTube. They're like 5 to 7 minutes.
Mm.
And I try to channel him.
Okay.
One bite, everyone knows the rules, is his tagline.
Okay. And
then, so when I tried the plain slice, I literally was just trying to like envision what would he say? What would he say?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, look at that flop. Look at that flop.
Yeah.
It was a little floppy. It was. A little floppy, but it was still crunchy. And it's weird. So when he takes the bite, he takes it from like, you know, regular, you know, you fold it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he, like, turns it around and, like, bites the crust after as his second bite.
Okay.
I think it's to sort of get, like, to see if it's crunchy or not.
Okay.
So I tried it, and I think I'm going to use that system from now on.
Nice. That makes sense.
Because it's like, all right, you try the cheese, now the crust. Because do you always eat the crust?
Usually. I usually do, yeah.
So I eat the crust. My husband doesn't. He usually always leaves
strange.
It. And it bothers me.
I do have to say, I like that eating like the pizza and then eating the crust, because I do feel like the crust, you know, it's like just the bread and I'm missing like the sauce and the cheese. So like if you take a bite of like the front and then take a bite of the crust, I feel like it balances out good.
It's a good combo.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah.
So I can understand if like, because I've had some pizzas where it wasn't great and I was like, I can't even eat the crust. Like it was just like... chewy. Yeah. and like not crunchy, it was chewy. I can't.
Yeah, and then sometimes the crust will be like kind of like have a stale taste, kind of. Right. Sometimes.
What are your thoughts on Hawaiian pizza?
You know what? I don't even know if I've ever really had it. I may have had like a bite of, like, I haven't had it enough to really know.
Because it's like a big controversy.
It's a big controversy. I, at first, was like, ew, why? And I didn't even think it was a real thing. And then but then now that I've thought about it, it's like salty and sweet. So I can see me, and I love salty and sweet. So I could see why maybe it might be popular. I wouldn't get it really though.
Right.
So.
So side note about your salty and sweet. Okay.
The best combo.
So when we used to work together, so for those who don't know, Dana and I used to work together. Yeah. She put me on quite a few eating habits. And this was one of them. Grapes and what?
Oh, and almonds.
And almonds.
Yeah.
That combo, people.
Oh, yeah. Salt. It's not necessarily salty and sweet. I mean, you could get the salted almonds if you wanted to, but whereas eating the plain ones. But yeah.
I think that combo... It blew my mind. So, like, I used to bring it to, like, work.
Really?
Where I go now. Yeah. People are like, what are you eating? And I'm like, grapes and almonds. What do you mean? What am I eating?
It's not normal there anymore, though. It's normal with us.
It's good. Yeah. So, for those out there, please try this.
Yes.
It's a Dana recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not regret it.
Yeah, or apples and almonds.
Okay, together. I mean, that's a stretch. You lost
then,
it.
Then, try it out.
Okay, but... Sour apples or you like the regular red?
I only eat Honeycrisp apples.
Yes. I'm
pretty particular.
Let's go. Apples. Let's go. Because, okay, my husband's a researcher.
Yeah.
We're going off topic, but I don't care. My husband's a researcher and he was like trying to find the best apples. Okay. And Honeycrisp
is the best.
It's the best.
Oh, it is. Oh my gosh. It's crunchy. They're usually really big. They're crunchy. They're a mix of sweet and tartness.
Yeah.
They're not too sweet. They're not too tart. And again, they're just so crispy.
I tried eating other apples and I was like, no, this isn't a Honeycrisp. I felt bougie. I was like, get this Macintosh out of here.
Oh no, can't. Red Delicious. just another quick thing about the apples. When I was living in the city at one point, the grocery store did not have them and I was devastated. What,
like Honeycrisp?
They did not have Honeycrisp. Yeah. Or, and I've also been to some apple orchards that don't have Honeycrisp trees. But anyway, Gala apples are a second best.
Yeah.
If you need
runner up, runner up. If you can't find it,
if you're in a pinch, if you're combined, get the Gala.
Okay. But try to find,
right.
Just try a few stores.
Maybe
try to get the
honey episode
on apples. Angry Orchard, if you're listening,
yeah,
sponsor us.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. Summer 2021.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that though, because I'm obsessed with Honeycrisp.
Yes.
And that's hilarious.
So remember who put you on, people. All right. Remember who put you on.
And that's a data recommendation for y'all. Maybe we'll do that every episode.
Yeah. I got tons. Yeah.
So overall, what did you think about your experience at Pizza Mia?
It was good. It's a typical pizzeria. Like, it's not like a restaurant vibe. So, you know, you're not going to get like the service and whatever. It's a pizzeria. You go in there quick for something. But they definitely have unique pizzas. If you're trying to find something different with pizza, trying to like spice it up, something, you know, out of the ordinary, that's your place to go.
100%. And I just want to give another shout out to the owner. And even the service there was great. Yeah. Oh, he didn't have to give us those free Zeppelis, and it was delicious. And they were just so nice, and we were done. They got our stuff. Mm-hmm. Very attentive, and I appreciate all that service for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some cool old-school photos that were posted up on their wall that gave it that, like, nice Italian vibe.
Yeah.
What do you give out of 5 for the food?
Out of 5? I mean, again, this is a slice. It was crispy. It was... vodka sauce, it was pepperoni. Okay, only reason I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5 is because I did get an end piece.
Oh.
I would have preferred, you know, when you get a, like, because it looked like the pizza was like a square or rectangle shape.
Right.
So I would have preferred like a middle piece. So just because of that, 4 out of 5, but.
Did you think you have enough? Yeah. You had enough meat?
Yeah. Definitely enough. The ratio was good. The meat and the sauce. Maybe I could have used a little bit more cheese, but
Well, yeah. I love cheese.
Yeah.
Heavy I hand know. On the garlic and the cheese. Right. Yeah. So for me, I would have to give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Still a great score. Not knocking it. But I think it was because I did have a lot of food. The plain slice was all right. Overall, like out of 10 for that one, I'd probably give it a 7.2 for the slice. Mm-hmm. You can't do sevens. Like I told you, I'm channeling my Dave Portnoy, and that's a rookie score.
Right.
We got to do real statistics here.
Right.
So 7.2. But with the buffalo calamari slice and the Super Bowl slice, I love it. I don't even know if they have a name for it. Maybe that is the name.
We're going to call it that.
We're going to call it Super Bowl slice.
Maybe we'll start calling it that because we call it that.
So overall, that was great. Yeah. But the buffalo calamari, like the seafood combo with the pizza, can be a bit much. Mm-hmm. But it was still really tasty. So 4 out of 5, definitely for the pizza. Their gourmet slices are awesome. And for those who the NFL playoffs are here, you know, Giants are not in it, but whatever, it's fine. I'm just going to cry in the corner. But, you know, for those who are trying to get some pies, definitely check out Pizza Mia. Get yourself a Super Bowl pie.
Yeah.
That thing was incredible.
Yeah. Super Bowl pie. And again, check out their other ones because they have plenty. They have dessert pies too. It's perfect for that occasion.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a review. I mean, everything, the service was 5 out of 5, mm-hmm. because of the free Zeppelis and just not even the free stuff. I mean, overall, it's a
They pizza. Were just nice. Like, it was a warm, like, welcoming, like, when we came in. It didn't feel like a lot of times in pizzerias, you know, when they can get busy, I guess, or whatever, you know, they kind of don't really.
Right.
They're not as warm and friendly, but the staff here was definitely. And then when we were leaving, too, they were all, because we were paying, we were still looking at the pizzas, mm-hmm. and the guys were like, kind of like there, you know.
Yeah, they gave us a menu.
Right.
And you can see the guy making the pizza, mm-hmm. which is, I like that. When you get to see how it's done, he had the fresh basil in his hand. Mm-hmm. I was like, all oh, right. Yeah.
Like picking it off the stem.
Right.
Like, ooh, yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. That is a review from us, yes. Bite Me Podcast. Please, please go out and subscribe. Give us any feedback that you can. Any restaurants, coffee shops, any places that even... We're going to be doing notable mentions throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a surprise. So once this episode is out, we are going to be doing a giveaway of a t-shirt. T-shirt.
Told you guys. It was something everybody loves. I posted about that a few weeks ago. Who doesn't love a good t-shirt? Who doesn't love a good...
These t-shirts are really awesome, and I can't wait to give a preview for everyone. So we're going to be doing the giveaway, so please watch out for that. And don't forget, guys, to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please find us on Instagram and follow and share on bite.me podcast. And do not forget to subscribe.